Praise the Lord. Welcome.
Thank you.
Did you see this? That's on the screen right now? Job 33. How many of you? I don't know if we can stop that right there. It's running through something. But if we can stop that right there, that would be very awesome to see. You know that I'd have to say that, you know, if you listen to some of my early teachings, you might not hear me say what I've learned now, but I do have some teachings that I would say, you know, you got to realize that God didn't make you sick, but technically speaking, I was wrong. You know, God did make you sick. You know, I mean, that's something that it took me a long time to get to the point where I could believe this scripture. But I mean, there's many, 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 many others which we're going to talk about today. But look at that. And of course, that's the NLT. In fact, when Cheryl, my wife up here sitting on the front row, when she got revelation of this scripture, she was sitting in there in the bathroom one night in wee hours of the morning, and I got up to go in there. She was sitting in there studying. She couldn't sleep or something, and I got up and went in the bathroom. She said, "Honey, look at this in Job 33. Do you know that God disciplines his people with sickness and pain in their bones?" I said, "Yes, I knew that." And she said, "I didn't know that." I said, "Well, you know, if you know that God's going to give you a spanking if you do something wrong, it might cause you not to do some of those sins next time."
Amen.
You know, so it changes the way we do business, doesn't it?
Amen.
You know, so but we don't believe that. So, but anyway, as we go through today, I've had, I guess the area that I've caught more flack since God called me into this ministry out of the engineering world to teach his word and to see him do miracles and healings, I've caught more flack from the part that sickness and sin are related. You know, I mean, the average person does not believe that at all. But, I mean, it's all over the word of God. Once you see it, you can't miss it. It's everywhere. And I will have to say, I will teach you, as we were going to do again today, if you want to walk in divine health, you're going to do it God's way. You ain't going to do it your way. You're going to do it his way. Now then, this couple up here on the front row, they said that they had listened. Somebody gave somebody one of my CDs. And she said, her and her husband said they'd been listening to them. And the one I think they finally wound up with was God's Power, which when I spoke that, Bill Gothard, which is a great man of God, asked me to give those testimonies at his seminar. And I gave that teaching before 3,000 people that day at Big Sandy, Texas. And the next morning, the men of the big churches and the PhDs there at the men's breakfast crucified me. And the next day, they throwed me out of the seminar, and I've never been able to teach in another one of Bill Gothard's seminars. Isn't that amazing? You know, so 3,000 people, hundreds of healings took place that day. God did awesome things. Bill Gothard's called me several times in months, up to at least 6 months after the teaching, and said, "Thurman, I'm still getting praise reports of people that got healed during your teaching at my seminar." But he's got a bunch of people that run his business, and he has to do what they say. Isn't that unfortunate?
Yes.
I only got one I have to obey. That's God. I teach exactly what the Word says. I will have to say that because of some of the things that we did in the building we were in, which the people that let us use their other building the last year were very nice to us. They let us use the building in Dallas with no charge. But because of some of the things that I was doing, they decided they didn't want us there either. You know, I mean, I'm a little strong for some people. And so they also gave me 2 months to leave. So I'll let you make your own decision today. When you hear what I teach out of God's Word, you'll have to decide after today. Am I teaching God's Word?
Amen.
Or am I teaching a lie? Well, just like the young man that wrote me an email the other day, he said, "Thurman, I've listened to you for a while." He said, "I do not agree with everything you say." But he said, "I've now been studying and I agree with about 90% of what you're teaching." But said, "There's about 10% of what you're teaching I just can't agree with." But he said, "Obviously, God, you're pleasing him. Because I've never seen a ministry get as many answers to prayer as yours does. I thought, well, praise the Lord. You know, that ought to be a good indication right there that I don't do these miracles. When I lay hands on somebody and pray for them and they got healed, I don't do that. You know, Jesus does that. And so, I mean, there's lots of people that God has healed at this ministry in the last 15 years. Lots of them. So, anyway, we're going to get started here, and we're going to go from here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. On June the 21st of 2008, Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day, and we thank you for these people that you brought forth to your healing school. And, Lord, I ask you to direct every word that comes out of my mouth. I ask you to anoint me with the Holy Spirit and power, that every word I speak will be your words, and that you will be glorified in all that we do today. And so, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you for the privilege one more time to stand before your people and teach them your words. And, Lord, I want to thank you for showing up for them and doing many signs and miracles and wonders and healings and things. As people see the problem, that they will repent and they'll believe you and they'll walk in obedience to your word, and then they can live a great and long, healthy life. And I praise you and thank you for doing all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, we'll have to say, too, that, you know, you've heard a lot of people say, you know, that I've had been asked the question many times, you know, about Paul was sick. You know, I mean, you know, you hear that all the time. And I tell people, I don't believe Paul was sick. And I can show them in the Word in 1 Corinthians where he really wasn't sick. But I've got teachings on Paul's thorn and Paul's infirmities and everything. So you can listen to those and make your own conclusion. But I said, you know, Paul was a man that went over to Ephesus and preached about healing, and as well as everything else in the kingdom. And he built a man's faith to a point where this man had never walked a step in his life. His legs were crippled. And Paul, after preaching the word of God, he looked over and said, "Brother, I see that you have faith to be healed." He said, "Stand up in the name of Jesus." And the man got up and walked. Now then, I said, you know, if Paul was sick, I have a problem believing that the man would have any kind of faith that he could be healed if Paul was sick. You know, that's something that God has blessed me with since he has shown me these things starting back there, way back there. He allowed me to step into the world of divine health. 25 years now, I'll be 70 my next birthday, praise the Lord, and which is only a few months away, and for 25 years I have not had a sick day. You know, now this is an awesome privilege, an awesome privilege, because God, when he calls out a man to do something, he's going to allow him to walk in it, because if I can't walk in this, who wants to come to a healing school that Thurman Scrivener taught? I mean, Thurman can't be here today. He's down. He's in the hospital. He's sick. Come back next month. Oh, I ain't never missed a healing school because of sickness. I only missed one healing school in 15 years. And that morning, I made a drastic mistake. I was going to pour a concrete slab for my son's small building over there where his big building is. And it was just a little one. It was only 30 by 45. And I thought, you know, that's a piece of cake. I can pour that, just me and him and his wife and my son-in-law. He said, "I'll go help you all too." I thought, that's no problem. We can pour that little old slab in an hour. And we normally could have. But it had been raining for several weeks, and it hadn't rained now for about a week. And I thought, well, we're going to be okay. That ground should be dry enough now. But it rained every day for about 4 or 5 weeks. And it hadn't rained for about a week now. I thought, okay, it'll be good enough. And so I ordered the concrete for no later. I told those guys, I said, I want one truck at 8 o'clock and a second one at 10 minutes after 8. And they said, okay. And I was over there early, ready to get going. And at 8 o'clock, the first truck pulled in. And I said, pull right around the corner. We'll start pouring on the other end. And he started to pull around. And he pulled out there and fell into a hole. And that truck went out of sight. I mean, plumb to the axles. And the other truck got there 10 minutes later, and, of course, it's full of concrete, too, and we put a big cable between them and tried to pull the other one out. No way. So I dumped all that concrete, one by one, into a little bitty 3,400 Ford front end loader. One little bucket full at a time, carried it around, dumped it over the slab, and we pulled it by hand. That was the hardest day of my life, pouring those two truckloads of concrete, and I didn't get through that concrete till 5 o'clock that afternoon. I'm telling you, God had to be in that, because if he wasn't, ain't no concrete going to sit there for all that time and not get hard. And at the end of that, near the end, I'm out there on top of this slab, walking on it. That's how hard it is. You know, I don't even go down at all. And I'm trying to smooth this stuff out, and I'm beating on the top of this stuff with a jitterbug. And I said, son, we ain't going to make it. We're going to lose this slab. And I'll never forget my son. He looked up at me and said, Dad, I thought you were a man of faith. That's right, brother. Ouch. I said, I am. And I'm not going to lose this slab. And so I continued to beat on that stuff. And I floated it out, and it came out okay. We got it. But that was the hardest day of my life. I'm telling you, I was tireder that day pouring those two little truckloads of concrete than virtually anything I'd ever done. I was totally, totally exhausted when the day was over. So unfortunately, that day, I missed the healing school. I didn't go, so we didn't have one. So I made a decision right then. Never again will I do anything on a healing school day. I won't have any appointments with people. I won't do nothing. All I'll do is get up in the morning and study right up till time for the healing school, and then I won't be late. I will be here. You think I made a good decision?
Amen.
Yes, praise the Lord. I've never been late to one since. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay. We're going to start out, and the first thing you've got to realize, now today the average person, even those people in church, I won't ask you to hold up your hand, but the average people, even in church, does not believe this book is infallible and that it is the Word of God.
It is.
It is. Now, some people do believe that. Now, let me tell you, you're looking at a man right here that believes if God said it, that settles it.
Right.
I mean, I've had people come in and say, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. I said, no, that's not true. God said it, it don't make no difference whether you believe it or not. You know, if God said it, that's what he meant. Well, but you know this book was written thousands of years ago. Y'all come on in. Come on in, find you a chair anywhere. I said, this book, some people tell me this book was written thousands of years ago, you know, and there's a lot of fallacies in it. I said, no, this book may have been written thousands of years ago, but there ain't no fallacies in it. We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching, and if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.